So we continue today on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. This is the second part of today's Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis by the two dots. Omer Mekudeshes Lasheni. So remember again, the Mishnah's case that we were dealing with was a situation where a man says to a woman, "Hari at mekudeshes li la'achar shloshim yom." So the halacha is that if another person becomes mekudeshes after 30 days, if another man comes along and gives her kiddushin within those 30 days, so the Mishnah paskin that she is mekudeshes to the second man. Amar Rav, mekudeshes l'sheni li'olam. So Rav says that she is mekudeshes to the second guy forever. Ushmuel are mekudeshes l'sheni ad lamed yom. Shmuel, however, says she's only mekudeshes until 30 days. La'achar lamed yom paki kiddushe sheni, the gamri kiddushe rishon. After 30 days, however, the second kiddushin goes away, and the first kiddushin sets in. In other words, after 30 days, the tanai ultimately is triggered, and the first kiddushin becomes good. The second kiddushin is set aside. Yasef Rav Chista v'kakashile. So Rav Chista is sitting there, and he was discussing this and had a kasha. Kiddushi sheni b'may paki. How is it that the second kiddushin goes away? Rav Yosef mar areisha masni l'vakashile. So Rav Yosef said, well, it depends. If you're looking at this case, or if you're looking at this statement through the first case of the Mishnah, where become mekudeshes to me after 30 days, then ein achinami, the question stands, if she accepted kiddushin from a second man, then why should the second kiddushin expire after the 30 days? On the other hand, Rav Yehuda on the other hand says that no, if you look at it at the Seifa, which is the case of me'achshav ula'achar shloshim yom, he's making it tonight from now, which means that after 30 days the first kiddushin is chal retroactively, then ein achinami, it makes sense why the second kiddushin will then be set aside. So the Gemara goes weiter. What happens if the man says, "Become mekudeshes to me from now, me'achshav, from this moment, and after 30 days?" Amarav mekudeshes ve'ena mekudeshes. So Rav says that ultimately, again, she is mekudeshes, means suffik mekudeshes the olam forever. Ushmuel amar mekudeshes ve'ena mekudeshes ad lamiyom. Shmuel says again, it's a suffik mekudeshes until 30 days. However, la'achar lamid, after 30 days, paki kiddushe sheni v'gamri kiddushe rishon. After 30 days, ultimately, the second kiddushin expires, and the first kiddushin has the ability to set in. L'rav, so what's the nature of machlokes? L'rav misafki le'itana havi ichazara havi. So according to Rav, when a man says to a woman, "Hari at mekudeshes li," so how do you interpret that statement? Because remember, that statement could be understood two ways. It could be understood as a tenai, that meaning become mekudeshes to me retroactively to this moment after 30 days. In other words, when 30 days elapse, you'll retroactively become mekudeshes to me. That's one possibility. The second possibility is that it's a retraction. That at first he says, become mekudeshes to me achshav now, but then he has a change of heart and he says, la'achar shloshim yom. So Rav is musupak about which one it is, and therefore again he holds that the kiddushin is in a state of safek. However, on the other hand, the Shmuel pshitlei de tenoyev. According to Shmuel, however, it was pashatim that it's a tenai, ubiplukta dahani tenoy. In reality, there machlokes is this for the machlokes on this sanyo mehayom ulaachar nisa get v'eino get divrei chachamim. So remember, same thing. If a man says to his wife, mehayom, from this day and after my death, this is your get. So what's the status of the get? Get v'eino get divrei chachamim. The chachamim say it's a sofik. Rabbi Omer kaza get. Rabbi holds that it's a good get. Now, presumably, what the Gemara is suggesting here is that it's the same machlokes. The chachamim are not sure how to interpret this statement. Does this statement mean a tenai that the get will be retroactively valid to this date once I die, or is it a retraction? Originally, I was going to give you this get as of today. Now I'm changing my mind and I'm only giving you this get after I die. Which one is it? So the chachamim are mesupak. Therefore, they say that the get is a suffix. Rebbe says kazeh get. Rebbe, on the other hand, holds that it's a tenai, and therefore, again, it's a valid get. So if that's the case, Rav and Shmuel aren't reinventing the wheel. They're just extending the same machlokas that existed between the Chachamim and Rebbe. So why doesn't Rav say the halacha falls the Rabbanon, and Shmuel says the halacha falls Rebbe? To which the Gemara says, Sricha, you need both cases. Why? Because if Rav would have just said that the halacha falls the Rabbanon, hava amina hasam dilerecholka ka'asi, I would have thought that why does Rav hold like the Rabbanon? Because again, in the case of get, that's why he holds like the Rabbanon, because the intention is to distance the woman. Aval hacha de la korva ka'asi, Ema modi le Shmuel. But it could be in the case, ultimately, again, of Kiddushin, where he's coming to bring her closer. Maybe he would agree with Shmuel. Ditanai havi, that ultimately, again, it's considered to be a tenai and not a retraction. V'yamar Shmuel halacha k'rebi. And if Shmuel would have said the halacha falls rebi, hava amina hasam hu de'in get la'achar miso. I would have said that's because there's no such thing as a get achar miso. That's why it has to be a tenai. Aval halacha yesh kiddushin la'achar lamed. Ema modi le rav. But by kiddushin, I could easily understand his statement as a retraction. And therefore, maybe he's moded to Rav. Therefore, tzvicha. Therefore, both cases are necessary. Amar Abayi l'tamei de Rav. According to Rav's logic. Ba'echad va'amar la. Hari at mikudeshes li me'achshuv la'achar lamed yom. If a man comes to him and says, become mikudeshes to me from now and after 30 days. U'ba'achar va'amar la hari at mikudeshes li me'achshav la'achar estrim yom. And then another man comes along and says, become mikudeshes to me from now. And with after 20 days, and a third man, top of Samach Amud Aleph, and a third man comes along, and then another man comes along and says, become mikudeshes to me from now and after 10 days. So what's the halacha? Mevishun ume'achar untzricha get. She requires a get from the first guy and the second guy. Me'emtsoi eino tzricha get. But she does not require a get from the middle guy. Now, what's the logic there? So the Gemara says, "Itna havi." Because if you want to understand that ultimately each man was making a tenai, then dekama kiddushi, dahanachlav kiddushi, then the first man's kiddushin ultimately is valid. Because remember, the tenai will be triggered retroactively. Therefore, even though the first guy said 30 days, the moment when his 30 days elapse, the tenai is triggered from the moment that he was first in the kaddish, which is earlier than the other ones. Ichazara havi. And if again you view it as the secondary statement as a retraction. Then it's only the last guy's kiddushin that's valid, and the other two are not also a valid kiddushin. So therefore, again, if it's a suffix, she only requires a get from number one and from number two. Excuse me, from number three, to which the Gemara says, Pshita. Now, is that not obvious? So I might have thought that maybe the Lashon goes ahead, and each Lashon could be understood as both a tenai and a retraction, and therefore, again, V'tiboy get mikol chad v'chad, and therefore she should require a get from each of the three men. Kamash malon, that is not the case. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ula Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ula Sanin Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Mea Tov Simba. Even if 100 men were Mekadesher, meaning this is all talking about the situation that we said before, where the first one is saying, become Mekudesh to Me'achsha from now and after 30 days, and the second guy says 20 days, and the second guy says that, and so on and so forth. Even if there were 100 men, Ula Sazin Rav Yochanan, that she would require a get from each of these men. Even 100 men, if we're going to do this, the Kiddushin would work, and she would require a get from each of them. Taima de Rabbi Yochanan. I'll tell you Rabbi Yochanan's logic. Shavu nafsheki shigra delivni to chochad v'chad rafcha lechavre shavak. So the Gemara literally says, because each of them made themselves like a pile of bricks. Now, again, how do you stack bricks? You know, you don't stack bricks one on top of the other. Rather, you go ahead and you stack bricks one on top of two. And therefore, to chochad v'chad rafcha lechavre shavak. Each and every individual left space for his friend. The idea is that each of them left room in their kiddushin. Each of them left some level of ambiguity in their kiddushin to go ahead and allow for someone else's kiddushin to take effect. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, in this case of safek, where we're not sure again if the statement is a tenai or if it's a retraction, so ultimately each of them will have to give her a get. So remember, if a man gives a get to his wife and he says, this is your get from today and after I die, it's a safek, get ve'eno get ve'imeis, and if he dies, ultimately she does chalitza, and she cannot do yibum. So says the Gemara Bishlam al Rav Misayele. So according to Rav, ultimately again, this makes sense. Why? Because according to Rav, Rav is Mesupuk. Rav is not sure that when you say Me'achshav Ula Achar, from now and later on, is that a tenai or is it a retraction? So according to Rav, it makes sense. If it's a safek, that's why she has to do chalitza and cannot do yibum. The Shmuel nami, and according to Shmuel, he'll also say hamani rabbanon hu. So Shmuel will say that this brisa reflects the view of the rabbanon. However, va'anon da amri kerebi, but I hold like Rebbe. El Rabbi Yochanan da amri shiuri havi, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that in these type of situations where multiple men say mikanami achshav, that ultimately again. That ultimately there is something left over. In other words, that someone else could come along and insert kiddushin. Meaning, what this means is that when you use lashon of me'achshav ula acher, it allows kiddushin to go ahead and become finalized over time. Kol gita d'mishayir ba v'lo klumu. So the Gemara says any get. So therefore, kol gita d'mishayir ba v'lo klumu. So any get that ultimately leaves part of the marriage, meaning any get that does not fully dissolve the marriage, has to be completely bottled. And if that's the case, that the get is not going to suppose. In other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan's whole logic is that whenever you use lashon of mikan ula achar, from now and after some later time, Rabbi Yochanan says whatever it is that you're doing is not a complete process. If that's the case, then when you do this by a get, it means that the get is not complete. If the get is not complete and then the husband dies, by definition, the woman should be entitled to do yibum if she so chooses. So the Gemara goes right to Amarava, get lahotzi, umisa lahotzi. To which Rabbi Yochanan says, now Rabbi Yochanan, no, excuse me, to Rava is answering for Rabbi Yochanan, get lahotzi, mitzah lahotzi. At the end of the day, a get removes a woman from the rishus of her husband, and misa also removes the get from the rishus of her husband. Ma shishir beget gamarto misa. And ultimately, again, whatever was left over by the get, technically speaking, misa goes in and takes care of. So ask the Gemara, it doesn't make sense. Amarle abaye, mi dami, how can you compare? It's true. Both get and misa remove the woman from the rishus of the husband, but get motziya mi rishus yavam. Misa machnisa mi rishus yavam. But they're two independent processes. A get, meaning if you say that there was a get that was given, the presence or the existence of that get by definition removes her from the ability to perform yibum. Misa, on the other hand, enters her into the process of yibum, to which the Gemara says, Allah Amra Baye Hasam Taima Mai Gezera Mishum Hayom Imasi Hare Zegat. So remember again, so rather Abai will say that what we're concerned about is the following. Meaning, why is it that the Braisa said that she can't perform Yibum? So the Gemara said that we're concerned about a case of Mehayom Im Masi. So we'll say, if a man says to a woman, from today if I die, then indeed that is a good get. So because that's a good get, technically speaking, she cannot go ahead and do Yibum. Obviously, because she would be a grusha. What we're concerned about is that everyone agrees in the case of harizegitech mehayomi masi. This is your get from today. If I die, everyone agrees that such a get like that is valid. The suffix case, interestingly enough, is a situation of me'achshav. So me'achshav in masi, what does that mean? Is that a t'nai? Or ultimately, again, is that a retraction? What we're concerned about is that people will come to confuse the case of hayom in masi with me'achshav in masi. And therefore, again, we disallow yibum in the case of me'hayom, lest you come to confuse it with the case of me'achshav. V'nigzer me'hayom in masi de tachlots. So why don't you go ahead and say, and by the difference of it also is, the Lashon is Mehayom Im Masi, from today if I die, as opposed to Mehayom Ula Achar Misa. So asks the Gemara, why don't we be gozer in the case of Hayom Im Masi? Let's make her do Chalitza in the case of Hayom Im Masi, lest you come to permit her ultimately again in the case of Hayom Ula Achar Misa. So says the Gemara, it's for a simple reason. At Omer Choletes Misyav Emes. Because we also remember again, wherever you tell her that she has to do chalitza, the chalitza is the other side of the coin of yibum. And therefore, if we tell her that she has to do chalitza, there's going to be a havamino that yibum is permitted in that case as well. Hachanami im ato omer choletzes mitzyavemes. So too over here in the case of where he says, Ula achar misa, one would be concerned that if you allow her to do chalitza, she may think ultimately again that she could do yibum as well. To which the Gemara says, if that's the case, tisyabeim, ve'im bekach klum. So what's the big deal? Meaning, let her go ahead and perform yibum. Meaning, what's the big deal? After all, chashasha dirabanon hu. At the end of the day, the only thing we're really concerned in this case is about a chashash dirabanon. And because it's not a chashash dirabanon, ultimately, again, there's nothing really to be so concerned if she goes ahead and she does yibum. So we'll say, so bottom line what the Gemara says essentially is that we have two different cases. In the case of Mehayom im Masi, if a man says to his wife, this is your get Mehayom, from this day, from Mehayom im Masi, so such a get like that is an absolutely valid get because the Tanai is clear and unequivocal. In the case of Me'achshav ula'achar Nisa, so we'll say, so that's the case ultimately again where we have a Machlokes. Does that Lashon ultimately convey a Tanai, or does that Lashon go ahead and convey a Chazara? Is it a condition, or is it a retraction? That seems to be a machlokes, an ongoing machlokes in Gemara. And therefore, again, in a situation like that, where the man gave a get to his wife and he said, Harizeh giteich mehayom immasi, me'achshav immasi, or excuse me, me'achshav ula'achar misasi, from now and after my death, because we're not sure what to do with that case, therefore, halacha lemaisa, she will require chalitza. Ultimately, again, I cannot do yibum. We'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow with the Mishnah on Samech Amud Aleph.